Indians closer Brad Hand, our guest as part of Indians Radio Week. And Brad, let's start right there. The two words before your name now are Indians closer Brad Hand. Just knowing that's a defined role, knowing that's what you're expected to do this year. Talk a little bit about that and what that means to you, knowing that you're going to get the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, whatever situation I'm pitching in, no matter if it's the ninth or the eighth, I'm going to go there and treat it the same way. I think our goal as a bullpen is just to finish the game out and keep it as it is, when that ball's handed to us after the starter. So, I might be pitching in the eighth sometimes, so we'll see what happens. But, looking forward to get going here.
Brad, you came to this team mid-season last year, and not that you weren't comfortable at that point, but to start the year with a team, to be in training camp, in spring training with a team, how does that affect the comfort level?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was pretty comfortable last year. Everybody here made it fairly easy, the transition. So just as far as meeting everybody in spring training, I feel like that's when you meet everybody within the organization, the younger guys and stuff like that. So being able to, get my first spring training under my belt is going to, help for sure.
Now, certainly there's some familiar names in that bullpen, but there may be a new name or two. Kind of size that up for us, if you could, how you look at the bullpen. Obviously, a lot of spring training still to work that out, but how do you look at it at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to be a different bullpen than, they've had here over the past few years. They've had some, guys that have been in this bullpen for a while, so it's going to be different, but it's going to be a good group of guys, whatever it shakes up to be. We're going to have guys step up, obviously, and, pitch in bigger roles, and, we're just going to have to take it upon ourselves to really come together as a bullpen and pitch well.
Again, we're talking with Indians closer Brad Hand as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. The good news is probably the most formidable starting five in Major League Baseball before you get to the bullpen. Boy, how comfortable is that, knowing in the pen you've got guys that are going to get pretty much deep into every ballgame?
Yeah, I mean, the 2 months I was here last year, it was fun to watch those guys go out every day. And I mean, I feel like every single time they're going, seven innings. So that helps out the bullpen a lot. I mean, it gives guys rest down there. We're not going to be getting overused, and everybody should stay fresh down there. When you have a starting rotation like we got, it really takes a load off the bullpen.
Brad, talk about just the attitude, the winning atmosphere that's in Cleveland. Obviously, they expect to play in October baseball every year. To be a part of an organization like that, what does that mean to a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's new to me. This is last year was the first time I've ever been, pitching in the playoffs and stuff like that. But, it's fun. It makes it fun to come to the ballpark every day. When you're winning, everything's better. So, I feel like there's a lot of unfinished business around here. And, they've been close, the past 2 or 3 years. And, I feel like everybody wants to, be the last team standing.
Whether it's you or whether you talk to your teammates, how much does that fuel a player, realizing, man, it ended too abruptly last October? How much does that motivate a guy?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we all play this game for. We play this game to, win a championship and be that last team standing. So, I don't know if there's anybody here that, has a World Series ring that's going to be on our team. But it's one of those things as a player, like everybody wants one. So, we're going to do whatever we can to, be that last team standing in October.
I always like to ask a question or two non-baseball related. So you came to Cleveland in the middle of the summer. What'd you love about the city? What'd you find out about Cleveland that you thought, well, this is pretty cool?
I didn't really get to experience it that much, as far as, the city-wise. But, being there a full year, I'll get to be able to do a little more things around the city and kind of see more of it. But just the fan base they have there has been real awesome. Everybody's coming out and supporting us, and excited to get a full season under my belt.
And looking at this team overall, what excites you about this team the most? When you step back and go, this is what could make us pretty special, what is that?
I mean, obviously our starting rotation's, probably the best one in baseball. So, and then we got Frankie and Hosey, two of the, premier infielders in our league right now. So, those guys are fun to watch. And, just going to be a little bit of a different group that we got this year compared to last year. It's going to be a little younger, and, it's going to be exciting.
Is spring training exciting? I mean, you've been through enough of them, but is it kind of something that gets the juices flowing again? You can kind of feel the energy building?
Yeah, obviously the week or 2 weeks before spring training starts, you're at home, you're throwing bullpens, you're doing everything to get ready. And, you know, once you get to that point in the offseason, you're just ready to get here and get things going. And, you know, obviously the games have started a few days ago. You know, just once games start, I feel like it goes by pretty quick, and, you know, everybody's trying to prepare themselves for the long season.
Hey, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Again, best of luck in 2019 as the Indians closer.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.